Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So I was just having this conversation with one of my clients, right? And I thought it was a very good conversation for us to have. So what happens if you need downtime? What happens to your business when you go on vacation? What happens if you happen to be ill or get sick? You just need that time. And I don't mean like a day or two. I mean like an extended period of time, 2 weeks, three weeks, even a month sometimes. What happens to your business? Is it that your business is set up in such a way that unless you are physically working, then no money comes into your business? And if that is the case, then what can you do to ensure that your business does not solely rely on you? And that's something I think a lot of us don't think about, because we just automatically feel that, you know, well, we would always be here. But you know what? Life happens, right? We all know life is be life in. And in those circumstances, what do you do? And I was having that conversation with my client because she needs to have some downtime in a few months, right? And we were we are devising a strategy which would allow her to still generate income and revenue when she has that downtime, because she can't physically work, right? And that might look different to everybody, right? That might look something as simple as bringing on staff who could do certain aspects of the job for you, right? I know that's not always possible for everybody, and it really, really depends on your business and your business model and what you're selling. But that can look like that. That could look like bringing on staff, training them in advance so that they can deliver the same type of service that you deliver. And that could be even for a coach, that could be for a web developer, that could even be for a caterer or a hairdresser or a jewel maker, right? Bringing in staff in advance. It doesn't have to be everyday part-time staff who you can actually train up so that they can deliver at the same level as you. So in case you have to be down or away, you can still fulfill the orders. It may also mean creating digital products, right? Creating those digital products and then running ads to those digital products that will automatically go to your ideal clients. And you know, they pay, so you're always getting new clients in, and when they pay, they get the digital product delivered to them immediately, right? We like to call that passive income, even though we know that nothing is passive in this world, right? But it's something that you create in advance and you put it out there. You could have more than one digital product being advertised at a particular time in order to make sure that, you know, you have revenue coming in. It looks like so many different things to so many different businesses, but that's something that I really want you to think about, because I think we don't think about those things in our business, right? And I want you to not just think about it, but implement it. And the reason I want you to implement it is because you don't know what is going to happen in the future, right? You want to set up your business for longevity. You want to set up your business so that it's sustainable, with or without you, right? It's sustainable. And you don't want to wait until something happens, or you have to take time off, or you want to take time off and then you can't do it. Do it while you are actively involved in the business. Set it up while you are actively involved in the business, so that if you know to yourself, listen, you know, summer vacation is coming up, and that time I usually want to take a few weeks off to spend time with my kids, right? And I don't want to actually be working. I want to spend as much, you know, give them my undivided attention. Then from now, you want to start putting those things in place. You want to start thinking about, who can I bring on? Who can I train? They don't have to come on a full-time basis right now, but who can I train to take up that slack when I am not there, right? Right now, you want to start to run your ads so that you can, you know, get a sense of what your ideal clients are doing, and build up build up that stream of income for you so that you're not now starting those ads when you're going on vacation. You're starting them in advance so that you get comfortable receiving that extra bit of income, right? It might look like something where you have to pre-record videos or pre-record training. So let's just say you're bringing people into like a membership site or whatever, you want to pre-record certain things and automate it so that even if when you're off, and I do that all the time, even when I'm off, my audience is still receiving information from me. They're still seeing, getting their emails. They're still getting their videos and all that kind of thing. They're still getting value from me. And I'm still making sales, even though I may not physically be there to promote or do whatever or deliver, you know, in real time. But they're still getting some type of value from my business. And guys, I thought it was such a valid conversation to have, because we don't talk about those things, right? We like to talk about, as entrepreneurs, is like, what is happening right now? What are we doing today? And while, yes, I agree that that is very, very important, you also want to plan for your future. And this goes into your goal setting, guys. You know, we always talk about your goal setting. This goes into your goal setting. So when you're thinking about your 90 days or the next quarter, right, you more or less, most people know in advance when they want to take time off, right, when they want to go on vacation and that kind of thing. So if you know, as I said, that your vacation period is usually when the kids are on vacation, or you usually want to take vacation around Christmas time, or you know, or for your anniversary and that kind of thing, then as you're setting your goals, you want to make sure that those things are in place. You want to make sure that the system that you put in place is tested so that there are no hiccups when you do decide to take that time off. Hope that's making sense to you guys, right? You want to put it in place in advance and not just wait for when that time comes. So you will be able to, and the reason you want to put it in place in advance is so that if you have to do any tweaking, you have the opportunity to do that before you go off on your vacation or your time off. On, because the thing is, having a business, while yes, it can be very time consuming, your goal, at least I believe, a big part of your goal should be working to that space, or working towards that space where you are not always directly needed in the business. You understand what I'm saying? And when I say needed, not that you're just going to disappear on your audience, or you're not going to be present in your business at all, but you're not exchanging time for money, right? Because you have systems. And guys, again, it goes back to your goal setting, and it goes back to ensuring you have the proper systems in place in your business, right? In order to make this a reality for you, because lives. And God forbid, knock on wood, God forbid you get sick or some tragedy happens, you don't have to come to a screeching halt. It doesn't have to come to that at all, right? If you plan in advance, if you put these systems in place, if you test out these systems, if you tweak it, and then you have it running even while you are actively involved in your business to make sure that it is actually working. Yeah, have you thought about that? I really, really like to bring these types of conversations to you, because I know it's not something that we hear a lot of people talking about. It's not the type of advice we always hear coaches talking about, or consultants talking about, because we always talking about just the money and the end goal and making sure you have this and that. But you see, those systems and making sure you have that as part of your goal, and making sure you have those things in place so that you have sustainability and longevity in your business, that is important. You don't have to wait until your business is 5 years or 10 years to start put those things in place. Your business could still be brand new and you could start to put those things in place, right? So I hope this message finds you well. I hope it makes you think, and I hope it gives you the motivation to get up and put things in a place for your business. It looks different for everybody. You decide what that looks like for you in your business, so that you can start doing that as soon as possible, guys, right? Don't delay, don't hesitate, don't wait. Get it done as soon as possible. Have a great day. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.